Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. The Lord reigns, blessed be the name of the Lord. We exalt you. Lord, we are grateful for another day. Thank you for the journey so far. Thank you because you are the strength of our life. Thank you for keeping us moving. Thank you because you are the breath of our life. Thank you for our going out and our coming in. Thank you for preserving us from all evil. Thank you for shielding us in your mercy. Lord, we are grateful. Morning by morning, your mercies we see. Every day we see your provision, even when we look at it and think that or say that this is little. But you daily provide us. We are grateful for this provision. We thank you because you've provided for us spiritually, physically, health-wisely, in every areas of our lives, in every little details. Lord, we are grateful. We bless and appreciate you. We say thank you for everything. We lay to heart to say thank you, and we have come to you to give you all the praises. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Today is the 27th of June, and we are grateful to God for his mercies. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. I want us to make this worst of declarations together that I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is at my right hand, I will not be moved, in Jesus' name. I am the land that the Lord takes care of on a daily basis. The eyes of the Lord is upon me from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. I enjoy plenty from the presence of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, I will not lack the needed help in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, I speak to you, hear the word of God. I walk under open heavens in the name of Jesus Christ. The heaven open unto me in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy the mercy of rain, the mercy of dew, and the mercy of showers in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy beauty for ashes in the name of Jesus Christ. I am strengthened from my inner man in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy the peace of God that supersedes all human understanding, the peace that silences every chaos in my heart. I receive the peace of God in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive the peace that is beautiful for all situations in the name of Jesus Christ. Today I lay everything unto you. I roll my cares and my burden unto you, and I enjoy the blessings. I enjoy the peace that comes from the throne of grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Today my seat is not in the corner of destruction. My seat is not in the seat of being a victim. My seat is in the seat of victory in the name of Jesus Christ. I am a victor. I am the evidence of victory, and I will continue to enjoy victory on daily basis in Jesus' name. Today I will not lack the presence of God. I will do everything under the presence of God in the name of Jesus Christ. The presence of God overshadow me in the name of Jesus Christ. I experience and enjoy the presence of the Lord Most High in the name of Jesus Christ. The favor of God is my portion in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive pleasant surprises for today and beyond in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord connects me to the needed help of my life in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy every benefit that the message of God carries today and beyond in the name of Jesus Christ. My seat is not in the corner of destruction in Jesus' name. It will not be said concerning me that I did not receive the help of God today in the name of Jesus Christ. It will not be said concerning my home that we did not receive the help of the Lord today in the name of Jesus Christ. We receive help from the throne of mercy in the name of Jesus Christ. Favor before us, behind us, around us, and in all we do in the name of Jesus Christ. The fire of the Lord goes before me and silence every crookedness in the name of Jesus Christ. He fills every valley for me in the name of Jesus Christ. And he makes every crooked way straightened in the name of Jesus Christ. I am celebrated because I enjoy the victory of the Lord for my life in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak the peace of God into my day in the name of Jesus Christ. I will be celebrated. I am celebrated because victor is my name in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with me in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Good morning, brethren. I want us to pray like we do on a daily basis. I want us to pray pray that God, in your mercy, the Lord will put our people that are in the den of the evil ones in the name of Jesus Christ, that mercy will speak for them in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, in this midst of chaotic situation that they are, Lord, let them enjoy your mercy in Jesus' name. Let your mercy speak for them in this chaotic situation in Jesus' name. Let your mercy arise for them in the name of Jesus Christ. All that mercy carries, speak on their behalf in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that their life will not work against the mercy of God for them in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that where they are saying there is casting down, that you will raise the banner of lifting for them in the name of Jesus Christ, that your mercy will preserve them, your mercy will save them, your mercy will bring them out of the pit of the evil ones in the name of Jesus Christ. And the Lord will grant their safety back home in peace and not in pieces in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray that mercy will cry out loud for them in the name of Jesus Christ, both the young, the old, and the middle age, every one of them in the den of the evil ones. Mercy speak for them in Jesus' name. We are crying that mercy. We are calling for mercy. Lord, let your mercy speak for them in Jesus' name. Let your mercy rewrite their story. Let your mercy silence every judgment speaking over their lives in Jesus' name. We send the peace of God to them in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the peace of God that supersedes all human understanding fill their heart in Jesus' name. Instead of fear, Lord, we pray that your peace will fill their heart in the name of Jesus Christ. Strengthen them until they are delivered in the name of Jesus Christ. We are sending the peace of God, the word of God, and the word of God heals them from everything that is not of God in Jesus' name. Concerning you, we speak the peace in Jesus' name. Concerning you, we speak help of God in Jesus' name. Concerning you, we speak favor in the name of Jesus. Concerning you, we speak the presence of God in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel over your lives in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name of prayer, amen. Brethren, today is the 27th day in the month of June, and as we are rounding off this month, we will not lack the presence and the peace of God in Jesus' name. Our going out and our coming in is preserved in the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. By the grace of God, we're going to continue from where we stopped yesterday on the subject, obedience in stillness, as the Lord will help us today. We're going to be taking some scriptural passages today, and I want us to look at it and read them together. Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmity, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for his saints according to the will of God. Amen. Let's look at Romans chapter 1, verse 16. It says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation for everyone that believeth, to the Jews first and also to the Greek. Amen. Then we are going into the book of Psalms chapter 19 verse 10. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Then our anchor scriptures, Psalm 46 verse 5 and 10. Verse 5, God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. Then verse 10 says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen, I will be exalted in the earth. Amen. Yesterday, I was in the living room correcting one of my kids. The child had failed to undo the responsibility given correctly. Something I had severally warned about days and weeks earlier. But yesterday was the final straw that broke the camel's back. So I brought out a cane of discipline. The mere sight of this cane caused the child to panic and started shouting. Meanwhile, my husband was in the bedroom, urgently looking for something important. He had no idea of what drama was happening, the drama that was unfolding in the living room. But the child started making noise and shouting. That noise was so loud that it completely broke his concentration in the bedroom. He needed to find an important thing and urgently. So he picked up his phone and called my number from the bedroom. The moment my phone rang, instantly I stopped scolding the child and instantly silence fell over the house. And in that exact moment of silence, my husband suddenly remembered the precise spot where he left what he was looking for. I want us to know that the presence of noise disturbs our peace, our focus, our growth, and our right movement. We live in a world that is constantly rushing, shouting, and creating noise, telling us to figure things out on our own. But true stillness, the kind that clears the chaos so we can finally see, is found in Jesus Christ. I said, he was able to remember what he was looking for the moment there was silence in the house. Humanly speaking, we love to be in control. That is why obedience to God feels so incredibly difficult for us. We want to steer our own ships ourselves. But the truth is, obedience is the very nature of God, and it is the will that carries true stillness. When we choose to surrender our will to the obedience of Christ, we stop fighting the wind and we let Him take the wheel. Doing this on our own strength is impossible. Thankfully, salvation is the free gift that is given to us, which was initiated by God's grace, not earned by our own struggles or human efforts. As the scriptures reminds us, no one can do anything unless it is freely given to them by God. This is where the Holy Spirit comes in. The Holy Spirit helps our weakness, releasing the spirit of obedience into our hearts and aligning us with divine wisdom, making stillness in Christ a daily reality. Without grace, without the spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, stillness becomes a difficult task to the body. Some people look for stillness outside Christ through worldly means. While they might find a temporary pause, that kind of stillness is empty. It carries no eternal benefit and often leads to shattered dreams. But stillness in Christ is for our own eternal gain, and its benefit starts right from here on earth. To an ordinary observer, this makes no sense, because the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But we are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone that believes. Salvation is the power of God that gives salvation, not to selected few of people, but to everyone who believes. So the first thing is, believe that Jesus died for you on the cross of Calvary. Believing and accepting, then confessing it, that you accept Him as your Lord, as your Savior, to come and take charge of your life. Choosing to give your life to Christ and deliberately growing with the help of the Holy Spirit is something that is worth more than gold, even much more fine gold. It is sweeter than honey. Yes, waiting on God can feel painful, and sharing in the fellowship of His suffering requires patience. But when we accept Christ and grow in the power of His resurrection, we understand the true power that stillness gives us. Being still in the presence of God through obedience does not mean you will be free from chaos, challenges, or whatever we may call it. But the Spirit of God gives us peace in the midst of it all. At the end of the day, the word's peace is just a temporary pause. But stillness in Christ is an eternal triumph. It is sweeter than honey and more precious than gold. Do not fear the waiting or the pulling of the cross. For when we allow the Spirit of grace to teach us obedience, our shattered dreams are traded for resurrection power. They are traded for His resurrection power that comes alive in us. I'll be rounding off with a statement. Be still, let go, and let God take the glory, that you may enjoy the benefits here on earth till heaven. God will help us in Jesus' name. For everyone that has not given Him or her life to Christ, you can only wait to enjoy eternal benefits when you wait in Christ. Any waiting that is outside Christ is shattered dream. It is waste of effort. It drains and exhausts. But waiting on God helps us to be renewed. Waiting on God in our stillness through obedience renews our strength, makes us to mount up with wings like eagles, gives us ability to do what we cannot do in our human strength, to give us testimony. I leave you with the grace of God. The strength of God is your portion in Jesus' name. We receive the strength to always obey in our place of stillness in Jesus' name. The Holy Spirit prays for us and endows us with inner strength in the name of Jesus Christ, so that we can enjoy the benefits of stillness in God to the glory of the Father in Jesus' name. It is well with every one of us. It is well with our businesses. It is well with our journey today in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Amen.